of April. With us on the phone this morning, House Republican leader Tony McCombie. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Got the coffee going. I can smell it from here.
Well, it's hotel coffee, so it's not great.
Oh, one of those. Oh, hotel coffee. Where are you calling us from?
Well, I'm actually in Naperville. We have an office in Naperville.
Okay.
So I am here yesterday and today, and we are having candidates interviews. Well, not interviews, I guess, planning meetings. So we're getting ready for that November election.
Wow. Okay. Hotel coffee. Yeah, I know how that is, but I don't mind. I take any coffee, anything.
Yeah, it's hot. That's all I care about. It's hot.
Well, I was going to, I didn't even bring this up when we were chatting before we went on air, but I know you got out of Springfield late on Friday. But I heard something that happened. They had to, something happened at the Capitol on Sunday. What's with these bomb threats? I think that was the second one.
Well, not only Sunday, there was also one yesterday. So we've had three. We were there for the first one. And I don't know if they said it was a, actually, they did not say it was a bomb threat because we were did lockdown inside.
Okay.
There was just a threat. And then Sunday, per I think the Secretary of State's tweet, it said there was a bomb threat. And then yesterday, staff was all standing outside in the sunshine and said there was another one. So I don't know what's going on, but they're going to have to get that figured out. But you know, you have to take every single one seriously. So,
Wow.
There's people that just want to be disruptors, and
That's not the way to do it. You send an email or make a phone call and vent your frustration and say, why aren't you doing anything about this?
Yeah. Well, you know, Tom, there's such a lack of trust for government, and it's warranted in some cases for sure. And people are frustrated at the cost of living. In some cases, people are being affected by, immigration. Tax time was just here. People have paid taxes.
Right.
I mean, it's just it's a lot. And people blame government. And in some cases, it's the government's fault. You know, we get our nose stuck in too many things and do cause pain. And people lash out. People are in pain. So
yeah. Well,
I get it.
Let's see. So back to Springfield last week, we're calling it deadline week.
Yep. So that was our deadline week to get things off of the floor and move them over to the Senate. The Senate deadline week was the week before ours, which kind of makes things a little bit interesting. So we saw over 300 bills. Now it'll be up to the Senate whether or not they pick all those up. Some were good. Some were stupid, and some were bad. we're going to flavor you with all a little bit, but, here's the thing. We pass how many bills every year, new laws, and it's like, geez, how many laws does one need? Oftentimes, to be quite honest, they're just a repeat of one that's already existing, just because they feel like they have nothing better to do, so... Yeah, it was an interesting week, plus a busy week. We had, people, groups come and visit. My home school district came, West Carroll came. We were, March for Life was there, iGold was there, ABATE, Illinois Municipal League. So a lot of our presidents and mayors were there. So it was a heavy lobbying week on top of deadline week.
Yeah, I've had some contact with the gentleman from Twin Rivers Abate right in our area, and the conversation from them was that they're trying to specific area, but it would include all of Illinois, get a mandatory helmet ruling going on motorcyclists.
Yeah, that's one of the topics that they're always lobbying against. And someone would say, well, why would you care? I mean, that's a safety issue. It's like a seatbelt. Well, it is, but it's about your self liberty and self autonomy, and they want to decide that for themselves. Now, me, depending, I wear a helmet if I'm on the back of one sometimes,
right.
And sometimes I don't. It's just a They just feel just an overreach, whether it is or not, is everybody's else's, you know, it's your opinion.
Right. So, well, you know, let's do this backwards. Let's go with some of the bills that you had weren't the best, but and then we'll move with some good ones so we can end on a positive note. How about that?
Hey, that's great. That's great. You know, one of the bills, and we were talking about it a little beforehand, you know, we do have some serious issues and things to talk about. Kind of like we were just talking about, you know, when we were talking about bomb threats, people feel in pain. But we have a representative from the Chicagoland area. He brought forward a ban, a bill to ban. So you no longer, if it passes the Senate, can no longer own a kangaroo or an exotic cat. So rather than worrying about, like I said, the cost of living or property taxes or God forbid, crime, let's worry about that. And then on top of it, they want to, if you do decide to own an exotic cat or a kangaroo, there's a penalty enhancement in it. So, you know, I had to get up and just, you know, kind of ask a couple questions and sarcastically thank him for such a serious piece of legislation coming forward. But I mean, it's just ridiculous. And then the next breath, a bill that was refused to be called by a Naperville representative was a really good bill. Amy Grant has a bill that would require an ID. Doesn't even have to be a driver's license, an ID, to be able to pick up, let's say, your Oxy at the pharmacy. We already have this law for Sudafed, and there's already a requirement for cold medicine, for Drano, but Oxy, you know, or hydrocodone,
Right.
nope. No, we're just gonna because the representative said, well, you know, that's not fair, and sometimes I have a hard time, you know, getting, you know, my drugs. So, and it's confusing to me. It's because I know she has a driver's license, so why can't you pull it out of your wallet? There was a story in Wheaton, I believe it was, that and it was probably a scam, but somebody picked up somebody else's prescription for hydrocodone, I think. No, it was for Oxy. And she had 90 pills, and somebody else came, picked them up for, let's say, Jane Doe. And so to me, it's a real common sense bill. And when I got up and was talking on the floor about, you know, serious bills that need to come forward, and I said, like Amy Grant's bill, and you hear somebody across the aisle screaming, I'm not calling that bill. And you're like, what? Why? We're gonna criminalize kangaroos, but we're not gonna criminalize drugs. I mean, it's crazy. It is really nuts. So that was just one of the ideas. Kind of some really interesting bills, and one that certainly is not done was the Health Care Protection Act. This is the one that the governor is actually doing touring right now around the state, talking about the insurance bill. It is a huge, gargantuan bill. And when it first came out, it was really not written well and would have really hurt the insurance industry. It would have hurt us as consumers. Even with the benefits, the biggest thing that it does and still does after many, many fixes is that it bans step therapy. It authorizes, it removes prior authorization for mental health care. So those are two really, really great things. But we wanted to make sure that it didn't go too far, and that it didn't have any enhancements for migrant health care over our health care as citizens. So we, you know, we did a line of questioning, and the bill is not complete. We had a mixed bag of yeses and noes on the Republican side, and we will see it again coming over from the Senate and have to vote. But the idea of removing step therapy and being able to get, you know, your mental health care without prior authorization is really a great thing for all of us. So that's great. We get a lot of calls, and I'm sure you have teachers listening right now. We have a lot of and thank you for what you do. But we have, obviously, teacher shortages. So Amy Ellick from the Alton area, Metro East area, she extended the sunset that's on an existing program that allows retired teachers to return to the classroom without negatively affecting their pension or benefits. Because, you know, these folks are already retired and now coming back as subs for a period of time, and they didn't want that to hurt their pension. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to help teach. And another one, a really sad story in Alton, and she's been trying to get this pass for years, and finally she did, or for not years, I guess years, last year and this year, where a school employee who commits a sexual act against a student, regardless of their age, are held responsible. So, you know, if you have a 24, 25-year-old teacher, regardless, you know, you cannot have a relationship with a student.
Right.
You know, you think that's already the law, but it's not. Mm. And in her area, she had a real sad grooming instance. So that was good. I mean, this is the kind of stuff we should be talking about, right?
Right.
Another Representative Kiker, who some of you might in your listening area, he's the Sycamore area, and Representative Laha, she is a new rep in since December. They are really taking on some human trafficking bills, and so these are really good bills, a couple of them, to remove the statute of limitation for victims who were under the age of 18 at the time of the offense. And also another one was to allow, if you were arrested, which happens, so child victims of trafficking that have juvenile records, to have them expunged or sealed as a result of the criminal acts that they were forced to take while being abused or in that human trafficking ring. So these are real bills here that, you know, affect people's lives. And of course, McCombie passed a bill, which is cool.
Yes.
You know, a lot of times, as when we're in leadership, we don't pass bills anymore. We just kind of, you know, drive the ship. But I have a constituent up in Joe Davies County who talked about the timber tax. So
yes.
Anybody that has acres out there and who harvests their timber, the state collects 4% tax, which, okay. We got to pay our tax, but that money is supposed to go back into forestry. Well, guess what, Tom? It doesn't always work that way.
Imagine that.
So like any agency, if you have a balance and the governor sees it and you haven't spent your money, well, somehow that just mysteriously gets swept away.
Huh.
So we were able to work with the DNR, and it didn't remove the timber tax, but it does put fixes in for them to allow the cost-sharing program to kickstart that grant. So consumers, the people that have want to put in timber programs can do so. So hopefully this is the fix, and it came with a reporting period. Now, the consumer or my constituent wasn't ecstatic, wanted the bill to be different, but you know, in Springfield, we have to do incremental change, and this was the start, and we'll continue to work on it.
Once again, we're on the phone, House Republican Leader Tony McCombie. Yeah, you're right. It's you can't just throw everything in there. It's, you know, the bill has baby steps.
Yeah, that's right. Well, especially, you know, when it deals with an agency.
Mm.
And, you know, over the period of time that I've been there, this is, my eighth year, having a working relationship with agencies or colleagues on the other side of the aisle is very beneficial when you need to pass a bill for your constituents. So, you know, a big part of my job is relationship building, and I'm willing to do that.
Something else I didn't talk to you about before we went on the air, but it popped up again in a most tragic way. It was up in DeKalb County. We had a DeKalb County sheriff, struck and killed by a vehicle.
Yeah.
And then I bring this up because I'm wondering about the maybe a Safety Act review, because shortly after that, of course, all are presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law, but shortly after that, the individual, was released because of the Safety Act, and not too far after that, here comes, you know, making sure everybody knows from the Illinois Sheriff's Association that, hey, here's what happened, and this is the way things go with the Safety Act.
Yeah, that's a really sad deal. I actually had a phone call. Jeff Kiker, the mother of the officer, reached out to Representative Kiker, and we had a phone call with her, and who was also previous law enforcement from New York. We had a phone call with her and staff just with that concern. And, you know, like she said, you know, in court, you know, part of it was, well, he's got a 13-year-old he needs to go home and take care of. And the mom said, well, you know what? My daughter has kids to take care of too, and it can't.
Right.
You know, I don't care about that. I mean, what is happening here? And it's no different. A friend of mine in Batavia, her grandson was hit by a black Suburban. So it's a big car. He's a young boy at an intersection, and the driver did not have a valid driver's license. Had, I believe, both alcohol and drugs in his system. She called me a couple, 2-3 weeks ago and said he was pulled over again. And similar things, and he's out. So, I mean, something has got to be done.
That's why when this first came up and we had a conversation about it, they called it the Safety Act. I said, well, safety for who?
Safety for who, that's right. Well, and you see reports out, you know, and nothing against, you know, you, Tom, or you being in media, but, you know, there's Chicago media that you're saying, oh, the Safety Act is working. And I'm like, if you say it enough times, do you think people are going to believe it? People are being victimized by this law. Law enforcement can't do their job. And, you know, it's getting to be the wild, wild west. And it does make me nervous to think about people. When I talk about people being angry with government, this is it, right? If you are victimized by the system, that's who's reaching out and lashing out. And that makes me nervous.
Right, right. And then I won't say exactly which law enforcement officers I have conversations with, but you bring something up and they just kind of look at you and start shaking their head and say, well, that's the way it goes. You know, you can see, see the frustration at their level as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, you know, and I won't say, you know, who the, you know, the state's attorney is either. But, you know, right when this first came about, you know, hadn't had a conversation for a DUI in quite some time. You know, hadn't got a call from, you know, the sheriff's office about a DUI, and a woman had a DUI, and, you know, you leave them in the drug tank, you know, so they can sober up and not get in the car when they leave, and got a call. It's, well, I'm supposed to, because of the law, release this person. And the state's attorney said, well, you know, I'm going to get sued either way. I'm either going to get sued for keeping her, or I'm going to get sued for letting her go when she kills somebody.
Oh, wow.
So kept her, you know, was willing to take that risk.
Right.
And but that's not how it's supposed to work. And we shouldn't have laws like that up for, you know, interpretation. And it's tough. It's tough.
It is. Once again, we're on the phone with Illinois House Republican leader Tony McCombie. Okay, enough of all that. Did we throw enough positivity out there? Is there anything else we can add to the good side of this?
Oh, well, like you said, the sun is shining. Closer to home this weekend. I'm coming back tomorrow. I'll be in district tomorrow. I'm going to be spending some time up in Freeport for a bunch of different meetings. Thursday, we have traveling office hours that Connie's going to handle up in East Dubuque, and she's doing a senior fair up in East Dubuque.
Wow.
Area. And I was supposed to go to Kirkland for a career day, which would have been super fun, but ended up getting called to Springfield for a day. And then Friday, I'm home, and we'll be catching up on emails and phone calls. Saturday, and I'm sure you've probably been talking about it for a lot of folks, is should be prescription drug drop-offs all over the state.
Right.
I know we have We partnered with Carroll County, so we will have one at our district office in Savannah from 9 to 12. In Elizabeth, they have one of those big recycling events, which I love, where you can, you know, pay to go get your old TVs dumped and all that good stuff. So that will be on Saturday, the 27th as well. But put it in your calendars on May 9th, me and Fritzy Fritz's office, Representative Brad Fritz will be, our office will be hosting traveling office hours together on May 9th in Polo. Why do you say in Polo and why together? Well, Tom, let me tell you. The map splits Polo right at Casey. So I got part of Polo and Brad Fritz has part of Polo. So that's why we're doing one together.
How many towns has that guy split? I mean, you know, he's got Morrison split with Ryan Spain, and then he's got Polo split with you.
Yeah, he may have one more on the other side that I'm not familiar with, but I mean, that just goes to show the stupidity of the map, right? So, yeah.
I think there's, I just thought of something else that you're probably looking forward to. You do this every spring and a little bit in the summer, but the Firehouse Pancake Breakfast are coming up.
Oh, yeah, buddy, they are. I missed a couple this week and because I didn't see them until it was too late, but Chadwick is coming up, which is a close to you folks.
Yep.
That's at the end of the month, I believe. I'm going to look it up while I'm talking. But they also have Open Up, which for the railroad enthusiasts, they open up their railroad museum, which I keep saying I'm going to go, and I'm going to go. So that's on April – that's this Saturday, too, actually. No, it's April 27th. So that's Sunday. So you'll see me Sunday having breakfast on the 27th.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I know you, you're good at making the rounds.
Nope, I lied. It's the 28th. Uh-oh. It's the 28th. I lied to you. Sunday is the 28th. Yeah.
Oh my. Wow.
Yeah. But the Northwestern Illinois Model Train Club in Chadwick this Saturday and Sunday will be open from 10 to 4 both days. So any of you foamers out there that want to go check it out, do it.
Oh. Oh, well, I guess that hotel has a good Wi-Fi. You brought that up awful quick.
I did. I didn't even have that on my notes.
Well, we covered a lot of ground this morning, and certainly appreciate everything you do. And as always, if somebody needs a comment or a concern, what's the best way to get a hold of Tony McCombie?
It's repmccombie.com, and on there you can have my email, my phone number, you can see events. Don't be afraid to send over events for us to get on our webpage, and we'll certainly share that. And also on our social media, we'll share that for you as well.
All right. Well, certainly appreciate your time, and good luck in Naperville, and glad you can get back on the home ground there for a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. All right, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you, Tony.
All right. Bye-bye.